SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Australia's military to receive $50 million boost over the next decade. Anthony Albanese unveils a new boost to critical minerals industry. And in sport, Australia reveals the new Olympic uniforms to mark 100 days until the Paris Games. Good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia's military spending will increase by $50 billion over the next decade as part of a defence shake-up. Launching the first national defence strategy in a major speech, Defence Minister Richard Marles has unveiled the significant boost to the sector, citing the most challenging strategic environment since World War II.
Australia no longer has the luxury of a 10-year window of strategic warning time for conflict. The optimistic assumptions that guided defence planning after the end of the Cold War are long gone. Our environment is characterised by the uncertainty and tensions of entrenched and increasing strategic competition between the United States and China. This competition is accompanied by an unprecedented conventional and non-conventional military build-up in our region.
The $50 billion boost means total defence investment is expected to reach $330 billion through to 2033-34, including early costs for the AUKUS nuclear-powered submarines. The funding will also include an $11.1 billion boost to speed up the delivery of the Navy's surface combatant fleet to expand to the shipbuilding industry. Australia's critical minerals industry will have access to $400 million in government loans as part of the Albanese government's Future Made in Australia scheme. The loans aim to increase Australia's capacity to manufacture critical mineral products rather than just importing the minerals from abroad. The nation's first high-purity alumina processing facility will be established in the Queensland city of Gladstone as part of the program. Alumina is a critical mineral used in LED lighting, semiconductors, lithium-ion batteries and other high-tech applications. The government says the construction of the facility will create about 490 jobs, with more than 200 ongoing jobs available when it's completed. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the alumina facility is an example of the government's efforts to get local manufacturing back on track.
The world is changing. We're in a competition for new jobs and new industries and new opportunity. And we've got to be in it to win it. And that's why I launched this campaign, partnering with the private sector, Alpha, this company here, an Australian-based company, producing Australian IP, producing once again the best products in the world. That's what we can do.
Members of Victoria's First People's Assembly have shared their vision for treaty negotiations with the Yurok Truth-Telling Commission. The current round of hearings are investigating injustices related to land, skies and waters, including the effects of land dispossession, colonisation and the denial of wealth from resources. With the state's first treaty negotiations anticipated to start sometime later this year, the Assembly reaffirmed that it wanted to be granted extra decision-making powers through negotiations. Co-chair of the Assembly, Nyara Murray and Ruben Berg, outlined the purpose of the treaty and their aim for the talks with government.
Today we are faced with a divide between those whose wealth was stolen and those who grew and passed down that stolen wealth. This is what we need to address. This is why we need to negotiate a better, fairer deal for our people through treaty.
We would then aspire to be a body that would then be able to hold powers as a result of statewide treaty outcomes. So we really see it in three phases. There was the first phase about negotiating the process. The second phase is then actually negotiating treaties. And the third phase is actually exercising powers that we hold as a result of treaty.
The Yurok Justice Commission hearings will continue into next week, including an on-country hearing with Premier Jacinta Allen. In sport, Matilda striker Michelle Hayman says it's an honour to sport Australia's new Olympic ceremony uniform ahead of Paris 2024. Australia has revealed the new uniforms to mark 100 days until the Paris Games begin. The uniforms feature the names of all 301 Australian Summer Olympic champions on the inner lining of a green blazer with Indigenous artwork on the pocket, square and scarf. Hayman, who has taken the place of Matilda's captain Sam Kerr, who is recovering from an ACL injury, says she can't wait to represent her country.
I think we all had the same dream since we were a little kid to be an Olympian, and for myself, it's the one thing that I always wanted to achieve. For myself to be able to wear this jacket, to put on this colour, to represent my country means the world to me.
I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.